Not Opposed. Written by D'Aster. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Hockey RPF. Rating Explicit. Relationship Sidney Crosby, Yevgeny Malkin. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Dom Sub, Established Relationship, Possessiveness, Talking About Fucking, and Gino Smells American Dom Bullshit. Part 4 of the To Be Seen Aright series. It's only been a week since Gino came back to Pittsburgh, and they're still taking every private opportunity they can to get their hands all over each other. With Sid flat on his back on the sofa, ensconced under Gino's long body, Gino whispers in his ear, "You fuck me, yes?" Heat flashes through Sid's body, and his mouth goes dry. His brain is going in a dozen different directions at once, from "yes, yes, yes," to "but Doms don't," to "is this a test?" He can't even decide what to think, let alone what to say, and the silence expands between them. Gino pushes himself up on his elbows, frowning. "You don't want?" Not wanting is not the issue. Sid likes fucking, and Sid loves Gino. And while there's a literal paper list of things Sid doesn't want to do, sitting in a drawer somewhere, having his dick in Gino's ass is definitely not on it. But it's not as simple as that. There's stuff you want, and then there's the stuff you're supposed to want, and Sid knows which side this falls on. "Well, if it is a test," he thinks, trying for bravery, "I'd rather fail than lie." He never, ever wants to lie to Gino. He doesn't want to act like he doesn't know the rules, either. But it occurs to him, suddenly, that maybe he really doesn't. Because Gino doesn't play games. It's one of the things Sid loves about him. It's confusing. "Just say something," he tells himself. "I do want to," he starts, because that's what Gino asked. "But I thought Dom's, he trails off as another thought strikes him, or rather, a memory. He thinks of the first time Gino had knelt to dress Sid, and how it had turned into Gino sucking Sid's cock, because it turns out that Gino was into that, like, really into that, despite everything Sid had learned about what kinds of pleasure subs could expect from Doms. So maybe..." Gino prompts, "What you think?" to get Sid to finish his thought. But from the look on Gino's face, Sid is pretty sure he's got some idea of what was going through Sid's head before. There's this very particular face that Gino makes, his brows slightly forward, his lips just a little pursed and pulled to the left, when he smells what he calls American Dom bullshit. And he's wearing it right now. "Maybe it's the same as the blowjob thing," Sid thinks with cautious hope. "Maybe this is something that Gino really wants to do with me. And what we're both supposed to want doesn't matter." It's hard to think of any reason why Gino would suggest doing something that he's not into or doesn't want Sid to be into, other than the kind of mind fuckery that Gino just doesn't do. Never mind, Sid says hurriedly. He doesn't want to talk about what he thought. He needs to know what Gino is thinking. It's stupid. He twists a little under Gino. Not trying to get away, just trying to get out some of the nervous energy that's prickling at him. Gino's eyes are sharp, studying Sid's face. He's sharp. People underestimate him, but he's really fucking smart. And he's especially smart about Sid. He sits up, straddling Sid's hips, and looks Sid right in the eye. I think, yes, you right, he says, with his eyes narrowed. Is stupid. Why I'm not get pleasure from every part of my Sid, Yeah, Sid thinks, flushing. He knows what I was thinking. There's a part of him that's unnerved at being such an open book, but a larger part finds it comforting. It would have been hard for him to put it into words. The spoken and unspoken assumptions that combined to create the message that a sub's body, his body, is a vessel for a dom to do things to and put things in and use, and that somehow equaled a set of rules about whose body parts could go where. Of course, just to make it extra complicated, Sid can admit that, in a sexual context, he's actually not opposed to thinking of his body as a resource for Gino's pleasure, something for Gino to arrange just how he likes and make use of. And really, all right, not opposed is putting it mildly, he thinks, blushing. It's more than something he tolerates. It's one of the fulcrums of his submission. But just because that feeling is real doesn't mean he has to obey the arbitrary, this part goes there rules that people have attached to it. Not if Gino doesn't think he should. I don't know why not, he whispers. His hands feel awkwardly empty, so he settles them on Gino's thighs. Gino's sweatpants are soft under his palms. I think there's no why not. I think you should. Gino nods, pleased, and settles his own hands over Sid's, gently, but with enough pressure to hold them still. Yes, because every part mine, yes? That's easy. Yes. Say, Gino orders. He likes Sid to give more than yes or no answers sometimes, but he'll always prompt Sid if that's what he wants. He's really good at being clear. Every part of me is yours. The words make Sid feel so warm. He wants to wrap himself up in them, hide under their sheltering breadth. This part too, yes? Gino cups Sid's groin. Yes, Sid replies, suddenly short of breath. He can't help rocking his hips up into Gino's cupped hand. Every part. And such nice part, Gino declares, patting it. He unzips Sid without ceremony, lifts up on his knees for some room, then tugs down Sid's underwear until his hardening cock is visible, framed in his open fly. So pretty. So good, he coos, giving Sid's cock a pleased look. Feel good inside me for sure. How I'm not want. Stupid, he nods decisively. Then he looks up to meet Sid's eyes, catching Sid off guard. He smiles, a small, secret curl of his lips, and asks, You want know what I think, Sid? Sid's pulse is racing. He licks his lips. What? Sid's smile widens. I think I tie you down and ride your nice, pretty cock until I get my pleasure. Think I come all over you when I do. Sid makes a strangled, wordless noise, and his cock jumps. His body wants to do all kinds of things to show how much he wants that. His legs try to spread, his hands want to reach for Gino. But Gino's knees pin his thighs together, and Gino's hands pin Sid's own hands down, And that gives Sid another jolt. "What you say, Sid?" Gino prompts. And Sid does his best to scrape together some actual English words.
Yes,
he says faintly. "Please, please do that."
"Oh, my Sid,"
Gino murmurs, bending down so close to Sid's ear that Sid can hear him smiling.
"You know I'm always give when you ask so nice."
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!